Okay, it's 4:33 on this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Alan Mackay and you're listening to 89.7. I'm very honoured and very privileged to have Narelle Helsemans in the studio with me.
Hi, Alan. How are you going?
I'm good, Narelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Obviously, we're here to talk about breast cancer, and specifically metastatic breast cancer, which is cancer that's spread to other parts of the body.
Yes.
So before we get into that, just tell me a bit about yourself.
About me personally?
Yeah, your background, your family.
Yeah, well, I'm married to an amazing man named Mark, and we have two daughters together, Ali, who is 16, and my youngest daughter, Paige, who is 8. I love family. I've got amazing friends around me, and I run two businesses, an equestrian clothing label called Spooks, and also Equitrek Trucks. So we're very equestrian-based people, and our whole world revolves around horses.
And that was a free plug for your businesses.
It was. I didn't even think about that.
That's okay. Not a problem. So have you always been an equestrian person, or was that a later thing?
I have been in love with horses since I can remember. I've been riding since I was 10, and they have completely and utterly consumed my life.
Okay. Okay, now on to the subject of the story. I know it's a difficult subject for a lot of people. Anybody who knows me knows that breast cancer affects me personally as well, which is part of the reason why I wanted to get you on here and help you as much as I can with this. I believe you had what year were you first diagnosed?
So Arlene diagnosed me with early breast cancer at age 31. It was only 4 months after I had had my youngest daughter, Paige, and our whole world just came crashing down. It was just, you know, we were about to embark on parenthood, you know, with our youngest child, and everything was meant to be perfect. We were building our dream home, and we were just so shocked.
Yeah.
So shocked.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's any words that can describe the feeling, is there?
There isn't.
So what year was that?
So that was 2008, and I was diagnosed in November, and everything happened so quickly. So upon the diagnosis, within a matter of weeks, I had had a double mastectomy, and within weeks of that, I had then obviously started chemotherapy.
Yeah.
So the cancer was quite aggressive. I had 9 tumours in one breast alone, and then there was, the cancer had actually gone into my lymph nodes.
Yeah, okay. For anyone who doesn't know, when you get a diagnosis of breast cancer, one of the first places it spreads to is your lymph nodes, so which under your armpit. So what they generally do is take a selection of lymph nodes to test for spread of the cancer, and that gives them an indication of whether it has spread any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you ended up having a double mastectomy.
Yes, so I had a double mastectomy, and then I started the chemotherapy on the 1st of January in 2009, and chemotherapy went for around 6 months, and that was more of an insurance policy, I guess, to good health, and then that followed by 8 weeks of radiation.
Right, okay. Now, tell me a bit. I mean, I don't want it. I'm very sensitive. I don't want to go into details that you don't want to go into. But having seen chemotherapy up close and knowing how it affects people, can you give us a bit of background on how the chemo affected you?
The chemotherapy within the early breast cancer, for me, it was an insurance policy, and the first 4 rounds were rough, but I was young, I was 31 years old, my body bounced back really well, and, you know, I felt like I coped pretty well at the time.
Yeah.
It's and obviously I compare that now to having chemotherapy, which we'll probably speak about a little later.
Yeah, really.
It's just a different type of emotional experience.
Yeah. It's a really hard, I mean, I wasn't going to go into this, but I will mention it. I'm heavily involved with breast cancer, and with Arlene as well, and the Breast Cancer Research Centre, because my wife was diagnosed in 2008 as well, and went through a similar experience, had the mastectomy, went through a few years of remission, if you would like to call it that, and then metastasized in 2013, and we had to go through more surgery, radiation, etc., etc. So although I can't feel what you're feeling personally,
but you know I know
the whole situation, and yep. I know from a spouse's point of view how yep. that affects you. What I might do right now, though, I don't want to cut off this interview, but we do have to play a word from our sponsors. So I might do that right now, and we'll come straight back into the interview and get more into this. How does that sound?
Great.
Okay, I'm in the studio with Narelle Helsemans, who is a breast cancer patient at Hollywood Private Hospital under the fantastic human dynamo that is Professor Arlene Chan. Tell me a bit about your metastases and how that came about, how you came about finding out about it, etc.
Yeah, not going backwards, but when I got through the chemo and everything from the early breast cancer, you honestly think that you're cured. So life just went on and everything went back to normal. It was a new kind of normal, but I packed so much into that that 6 years that, life was amazing. So I felt healthy, I felt good, I was doing everything that I once did before, and I started getting some back pain. And the only reason I really noticed it so much is because it was affecting my horse riding, and that kind of got worse as the months sort of progressed on, but I just thought it was a sore back, so I didn't really do anything about it. I went away for business, and I became really ill while I was away, and when I was away, I ended up putting myself into the hospital because I couldn't cope with the pain that I was experiencing. And unfortunately, we found the metastases whilst I was in Melbourne. So I was away from my family, however, supported by amazing people in Melbourne. And everything from then was just a whirlwind. I still was in shock. I'm still in shock. I still can't believe that it happened. I honestly thought that I was cured. You know, early breast cancer, you can be cured. Yeah. You know, you have a 70% chance of when you are diagnosed with early breast cancer to be cured. So to fall into that 30% bracket, I didn't believe it.
Yeah. Just for any listeners that might not be aware of the medical jargon or terminology, metastases or metastatic cancer is a cancer that has started in one part of the body, in Narelle's case, in the breast. And it has migrated or spread to another part of the body, and they call it metastatic breast cancer. Now, metastatic breast cancer or metastatic cancer of any description, as far as I'm aware, isn't curable, but it is very, very manageable, depending on the person, depending on the subject, depending on the actual cancer itself. So what's your experience been with metastatic breast cancer? I believe it was in your bones, and you were on a new hormone therapy?
Yeah, so I was diagnosed in July 2015, and I began on a clinical trial, which was a hormone therapy, and also in combination with two standard drugs that are currently used worldwide. And I remained progression-free for 15 months, which is amazing, but it just never feels long enough.
Yeah.
And after going on a trip to Italy with my husband and having the most amazing time, I came back and my cancer had progressed to my liver and my lungs. And I think that diagnosis was probably the worst out of all of them. I think that I thought that we were managing it, and for it to progress, I just felt like I lost my fight.
Yeah.
At that time.
The other thing with metastatic cancer is, as far as I know, I'm not an expert by any means, but I absorb everything that Arlene tells me. If the cancer, when it spreads, if the genetic makeup of the cancer stays the same rather than mutating, that's a lot better than if it does mutate. And it's a lot more easily treatable. Was that the case with yours?
Well, Luckily, obviously, Arlene being as thorough as she is and starts to look outside the box, we did some testing for gene testing and I found that I carried the BRCA gene. So Arlene quickly swapped me, onto another trial, which is a chemo-based trial. And that trial consists of two types of chemotherapy and also a drug that's targeted at the gene in which I carry.
Is that the BRCA gene?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the further spread to your liver and your lungs, that was October 2016, I believe.
That's right.
And obviously, you're on a clinical chemo trial now.
Yes.
And have you been on that trial since 2016?
I have. So initially, we started the chemotherapy, and I did struggle a bit with the chemo. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to have consistent chemotherapy.
Yeah.
Obviously, your body has to be healthy enough to withstand the chemotherapy. Yeah. And of course, Arlene prepares you and does everything that she can to make sure that you are healthy enough to be able to have the chemo.
Yeah.
And so it took us a little bit of time to be able to find a way to keep me strong enough to be able to have the chemo, and we've done that. I've now had consistent chemo for the last few months, and I just had my second round of scans, which were absolutely amazing results. So basically, the metastases in my liver have nearly resolved themselves, and the metastases to my liver have reduced by 50%.
When you say the metastases in your lungs have nearly resolved themselves, does that mean they've nearly disappeared?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So, and the ones in your liver have reduced by 50%?
By 50%. And the bone metastases that I have, it's quite hard for them to determine whether or not they have regressed. But I do have calcium deposits in the bone, which means that the bone is regenerating. So that is an amazing response for what has been a very short amount of chemotherapy and being part of this trial. So that's Arlene choosing the trial that was perfect for my cancer and my body.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, I mean, it's a very difficult subject to talk about. But as I said earlier on, Arlene, anybody who is a patient of Arlene's is very, very lucky. Obviously, getting cancer in the first place is not lucky.
No.
But to have Arlene as your oncologist, Arlene is a world-renowned oncologist. She travels all over the world giving conferences. She was instrumental in getting the drug Herceptin introduced onto the PBS, which my wife is on. Previously, that drug was far too expensive for most women to actually afford.
And it's saving so many lives now.
Yeah, she's an absolute dynamo, and I have got nothing but the utmost respect for Arlene. Tell me about your relationship with Arlene.
You know, Arlene has been in my life now for 9 years, and she's obviously, you know, my hope. She's the person that I go to for hope. But I've never been able to put the words together to be able to thank Arlene, because how do you thank somebody that, you know, that continually works for you and is sorry.
That's okay. That's fine.
It's like, how do you say thank you to someone for giving you time with your family?
Yeah.
There are no words to be able to to be able to thank her.
Yeah. It's an emotional subject, so please don't feel embarrassed or whatever. But just be free and say what you want to say and have a cry if you want to.
I guess for me now it's, I want to be able to say thank you in a way, and for me to be able to begin raising hope and try and, you know, find fundraisings and find corporate sponsors to be able to help Arlene is the way that I think I can say thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we might take another break there and play a song. And just to give myself and Narelle a bit of a break from this very emotional subject, this is Coldplay and Rihanna with Princess of China. Okay, I'm in the studio with Narelle Helsemans, a breast cancer patient under Arlene Chan at Hollywood Private Hospital. We've spoke a bit about Narelle's background and her disease, etc. I want to go in a bit now until Arlene's practice and the Breast Cancer Research Centre, which Arlene started up. So it's located at Hollywood Private Hospital. They only moved there last year. Up until then, they were at the Mount Hospital, and they're in the process of building a new specialised centre at Holyrood Private Hospital. I believe it's the Australia's largest and busiest breast cancer centre.
It is. They do an amazing job. Arlene obviously founded the Breast Cancer Research Centre, and she has, at the moment, I know 57% of her trials are actually dedicated to metastatic breast cancer. And for me, obviously, having metastatic breast cancer, it is so different to what any other breast cancer research centre in Australia is doing.
Yeah, and I believe 100% of donations go directly to research, with 50% of that going towards metastatic breast cancer as opposed to early breast cancer.
Or yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, most of us are happy to give to breast cancer fundraisers, and everyone is more than willing to put their hand in their pocket for foundations like the McGrath Foundation and Pink Ribbon. However, most of those charities, only 5% of research actually goes to metastatic breast cancer. And, you know, when we have such amazing responses with early breast cancer being cured, and that 70% bracket being able to be cured, there needs to be more focus on metastatic breast cancer for research so that they can start saving lives. They can find a cure for metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah, yeah. They've had a number of clinical trials that have now gone into development and are actually helping women as
exactly.
we speak, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. Like, I think 9 of Arlene's trials have gone into mainstream, I believe, treatment in Australia. And those trials are saving lives. They're extending lives.
Yeah. And you probably know Arlene. She's on the news all the time. She's never off television.
No.
She's on Channel 9 News, Channel 7 News, and she'll probably hit me with a shoe for saying that. but, yeah, she's putting it out there. She's so determined, and she's so focused. And she's, as I said earlier, she's a human dynamo. She's dedicated her life to women with breast cancer, and she spends every waking moment fighting for these women and fighting for money for trials and research, etc. She is just an incredible human being. Also at the Breast Cancer Research Centre, we've got the PINKS organisation, PYNKS, which stands for Positive, Young and Young at Heart, Nurturing, Kid Family Focused and Strength Giving, and that's geared towards women with metastatic breast cancer. And obviously you're a member of PINKS.
Yes, yes, and it's just a great support source.
Yeah.
Coping with everything that is metastatic cancer,
yeah,
and how it affects you and your family, and it's a great support group.
Okay. Now, I don't want to end this interview, but we do have to take a break because we've got the news coming up. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a song that'll take us up to the news, and then straight after that we're going to come back with some more from Narelle when she'll be telling us about Raising Hope for Breast Cancer Research. Now, I've still got Narelle Helsemans in the studio with me. We're talking about breast cancer and the gamut of emotions that it causes, and all the different therapies, drugs, chemo, and the wonderful, wonderful Arlene Chan. Now, I want to go on to Raising Hope for Breast Cancer Research, which is a Facebook community that you've recently started up, Narelle. And I believe you started this up as a way to thank Arlene for all the hard work that she does and to raise funds and awareness and education for people with metastatic breast cancer.
Yes, that's right. My intention with the site was initially to create a page so that we could raise funds, obviously, for the Breast Cancer Research Centre. And what sets them apart from other foundations is that 100% of donations that are made go directly to research, not to marketing campaigns, not to fancy pink ribbons. They 100% goes to research. So what we are trying to encourage is that people who, clubs, sports clubs, people raising funds for the charities that they feel that they wanted to support, that they could perhaps consider to raise funds for the Breast Cancer Research Centre.
Yeah. Okay. Now, with the Breast Cancer Research Centre, obviously it's completely self-funded.
Yes.
So if you go on a Google search and put in Breast Cancer Research Centre WA, that'll take you to the Breast Cancer Research Centre and it'll tell you all about them, the people involved in it and what they do. If you go on Facebook and do a search for Raising Hope for for breast cancer research. That'll take you to Narelle's site, where you can donate money, you can share, you can post messages on there. If you're a patient as well, you can post your own stories, etc.
We'd really love to hear from some of Arlene's patients, past and present.
Yeah.
I feel that if we all band together and we could be heard, and it's not just the small raising of funds that we need. We also need to a corporate sponsor. You know, where Arlene is trying to raise $5 million to get this one-stop cancer shop off the ground, and we need corporate sponsors to be able to assist there. And of course, you know, many people supporting the foundation by donations or raising money in their clubs is so much appreciated, but we really do need the attention of a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, so if there are any corporate sponsors out there, please feel free to contact the station on 0418 897 897, or go on the website on 897fm.com.au, or you can contact Breast Cancer Research Centre directly, or raising funds for breast cancer research. Now, I just want to delve a little bit into other, I don't want to disparage other breast cancer charities, because obviously they do a wonderful job.
Of course.
Whether it's the McGrath Foundation or whatever it is, selling pink ribbons, all that sort of stuff. Obviously they make money for breast cancer research and for breast cancer in general. But like any charity, the bigger charities, a lot of the money that goes in goes towards administration, paying staff, marketing, etc., etc., etc. So not all, inevitably, whether it's a breast cancer charity or an Alzheimer's charity or whatever, inevitably some of the money that gets raised is not going to go towards helping people with the illness. And I think that's why what you want to do is set yourself apart. Yeah. You want every penny that you earn, or every cent that you earn. I keep forgetting I'm in Australia, even though I've been here 14 years. You want every cent that you earn to go towards clinical research and trials for Arlene and for the Breast Cancer Research Centre. Would that be correct?
Exactly. So Raising Hope is any cent that is donated to Raising Hope or the Breast Cancer Research Centre, as I said, goes directly 100% to research. And I am hoping that we can get a group of ladies together to really grow Raising Hope and raise awareness. The site, I never really had a direction for it. It was originally just to raise awareness and funds, but I would like to see it supporting other women and them sharing their stories. And it being a bit of a blog about my own experience, and perhaps some other patients of Arlene's coming on board, and also blogging so that people can really understand what it is like to live with metastatic breast cancer and what we do need to do to raise money to be able to find a cure.
Excellent. Narelle, you're a hero.
I don't know about that.
And you're also very, very brave and very dedicated and committed. And I can't thank you enough. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming in here. It's been an honour and a privilege to interview you.
Thank you so much, Alan. I really appreciate it.
No problems. Are you a fan of the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, of course.
So this one's for you then. It's the Backstreet Boys and I Want It That Way. You've been listening to me with Narelle Helsemans speaking about breast cancer. Thanks, Narelle.
Thank you.